I smell a human. Who are you, old man? How did you find my lair?
Peace, dragon. I am Dagda, king of the Tuatha De Danann. I have come here to die.
Then die, but go somewhere else for it. I don't need the stench of a rotting mammal in my cave.
You guard the treasures of 1,000 forgotten kingdoms. I come to ask if you would guard one more.
What do you bring me?
This. It's the Pillar of Dagda.
It looks like a big stick.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
And you named it after yourself. That's a little weird. Bring it closer so I can see it.
It's the final piece of my magic harp. I am now too old to protect it.
Where are the other pieces?
I asked the mighty Thunderbird to guard the neck. It's hidden above the clouds in the branches of her lofty nest. The Desert Sphinx keeps the base of the harp in her sacred temple. The Kraken of the North Seas swallowed the soundboard and carried it to the dark ocean floor. All of the pieces are indestructible and together produce incredible power. I ask you, great dragon, protect the pillar in your cave.
So you've scattered the pieces across the corners of the earth. What if someone finds them all and reassembles your harp?
It'll be out of tune.
And what else?
Whoever reassembles my harp would become her new master and wield tremendous magic, which is why I must hide the pieces where only a worthy hero would ever find them. This much power must not be possessed by the wrong hands.
I accept your pillar, O King. I will guard it with all my strength.
Thank you, great dragon.
But just so you know, I sleep a lot.
That's okay.
No, I mean a lot. One time I missed October.
I'll stash it in the back.
Good idea. But have no fear. Even in my sleep, I always smell intruders.
The pillar is yours, dragon. Now I may die knowing the harp will not fall into the wrong hands ever again.
This has happened before.
Yes, during the war between my people and the Fomorians.
And the Fomorians stole the harp?
Their queen held it briefly, Tethra. But those were not the unworthy hands. I was so eager to end the fighting, so hateful of our enemy. We won the war, but I slayed too many Fomorians that night. I rest now, knowing it won't happen again.
Your soul is free, old king. Sleep well.
In early American history, there once lived a Puritan family. It was the end of the 17th century, but none of them practiced sorcery. No, none of them practiced sorcery. They weren't really happy in their hometown, what with all the witches just hanging around. Then a friendly druid came and took him to the location. She knew it would be fine because a good imagination is all you need to deal with any indignation and anything else that comes your way. So let's listen to the show that will not bore us. It's the Malone Family in the Enchanted Forest. The Malone Family in the Enchanted Forest. The Malone Family in the Enchanted Forest.
I'm tired. We all are, Nick. It's almost midnight and we're still waiting outside the Sacred Oak Grove for the Druid Elders to make their decision.
I always thought druids had their meetings around big rock circles like Stonehenge. Turns out, they meet in oak groves.
What are they waiting for? A magic acorn to hit them on the head?
Seriously. Mr. Malone, what's taking these druids so long?
I don't know, Mallory. Or Tabitha. Sorry, I still can't tell you two apart. Maggie's informed the elders that Tethra's escaped, and I guess they have to decide what they're going to do about it.
Don't worry. If she attacks us, I'll fight her with my big stick.
Yeah, your solution for everything.
Be nice, Rebecca.
Dad, Maggie says they have a college for druids. When I'm old enough, can I go? Harvard's a waste of money.
If you can learn a scholarship spell, sure.
Yes!
Is that it? Does the horn mean they finally made their decision?
I think so. Kids, pay attention. I can see Maggie coming out of the grove.
She doesn't look happy.
All right, everybody. I need your attention.
What did the elders say? Are they going to go get Tethra?
Just listen, Rebecca.
Can I lie down and listen?
No. Nikki, sit up.
Oh, I know it's late, but if we could all focus, please.
What took so darn long?
Tabitha! Everybody! Before I tell you what the elders decided, I need to explain how Druid culture works.
Kids! Teaching moment. Listen up.
Ugh.
So, the Druid elders here in the Enchanted Forest know that Tether has escaped and they've convened in the Sacred Grove to decide what to do about it.
And they're gonna go out right now and recapture her.
No.
I'm sorry, what?
What? Why? They need their beauty sleep?
The elders have decided that it is not an auspicious day to engage in battle.
What do you mean, battle? Just go get her. Say, hey, Queen Tethra, I bought you some fancy silver bracelets. Just kidding, they were handcuffs. How hard is that?
It's not that simple, Paul. They spoke of an ancient curse she cast the night Dogda killed her people. We think she plans to regain the harp and use it against us.
I don't speak Druid. What does auspicious mean?
It means lucky. They've read the flight patterns of the dodo and decided—
Dodos don't fly.
Right. So they put two dodo birds in a circle and study their movements.
So what happened?
The dodos didn't see each other, bonked heads in the middle, and both fell down.
That's not very auspicious.
The good news is, they're gonna try again at dawn.
With the same dodos?
It's the middle of the night. By the time the sun comes up, Tether will have reassembled the whole harp and fulfilled her curse.
Exactly. She'll pluck one string and kill us all.
Which means you have to ask yourselves a serious question. When you came to the Enchanted Forest, none of you seemed to really like Salem.
What does Salem have to do with this?
We've detected a break in the seal between your home world and ours.
She's in Salem? Why is she in Salem?
We don't know, Rebecca. But it can't be good.
The last time an evil force came to Salem, the governor got killed.
Yeah! Tabitha and I almost got blamed for it!
And the druids aren't even going to try to stop her until dawn?
At the earliest. So, how badly do you want to protect your hometown?
Risk our lives for that dump? Let it burn.
Now hold on a second, Mallory. Or maybe you're Tabitha?
Yeah, my dad's right. There are a lot of innocent people there.
Yeah, and they've all been executed.
Well, some of them probably deserved it.
Rebecca, you don't mean that. Let me handle this.
No, what's the point of learning magic if you aren't going to help people?
Help? The people that hanged our mother? We should go back and help them.
I want to go. I want to show all my friends my cool new stick. This thing's wicked.
Nicole, you have got to stop using that word. Do you know how annoying it would be if it catches on back in New England and people there start going around saying wicked this or wicked that?
Fine. I'll never say it again.
Can we please stay focused?
No, these two witches over here want to let Tethra run loose all over Salem.
Oh, listen to Rebecca Malone, the stuck-up little baby druid.
Let's quit it with the name-calling, okay, gang?
I'll cast a tornado spell on you two.
Sure you will. 10 years from now, if you ever learn it.
Don't make fun of my
sister.
Maddie
says I'm doing very well.
She did a few little lessons with Maggie.
Children, teenagers, please!
Paul, can I speak with you for a moment?
Huh?
Not here. Privately.
Oh, sure. Let's step aside.
Transform me into something. I could transform you into
Lady Death. Everybody just stop!
What, Rebecca?
Isn't anybody else paying attention? The only two adults just went to the other side of an oak tree to talk, and they obviously don't want us to hear them.
So?
So I'm gonna eavesdrop.
Oh, yeah. Let's listen.
Do you think they're gonna eat those two dodos? The ones that bonked heads?
Nick, quiet!
Okay. Do you think they're gonna eat those two dodos?
Shh!
What's wrong, Maggie?
I shouldn't have asked if you want to go back to fight Tether in Salem. It's too dangerous.
Why? Just how powerful is she, anyway?
We believe she can raise the dead and summon banshees from Magmel, the Fomorian underworld. The rest is legend. It was so long ago.
What's a banshee?
A howling spirit that predicts someone's impending death.
Huh.
You're going, aren't you, Maggie?
I can't let Luck stop me. Stay here, Paul. Keep your kids and the Brewer twins safe. Whatever Tether's up to in Salem, I need to at least try to slow her down. This can't wait until dawn.
Don't go alone. You could get killed.
That's something I've accepted a long time ago.
This is why I admire you, Maggie. And a thousand other reasons I may never get to say.
Oh my goodness. They're totally gonna kiss.
I don't need to know the reasons why. I admire you too, Paul.
Well, I'm afraid to say goodbye. You could be dead the next time I see you. Maggie, it would break my heart if you died. I love you.
Whoa, go dad.
I love you too, Paul.
Yeah, they're totally gonna make out.
Nicole is full of artistic talent, and Rebecca has a lot of potential as a druid.
Oh no, don't talk about his kids. That's such a turnoff.
Hey!
And you're going to finish Rebecca's training when you come back, right?
Paul, before I go, come here.
There it is!
Yes!
Gross!
That wasn't a just-in-case goodbye, was it?
Of course not. It was for an auspicious outcome.
Somebody's getting auspicious.
I'll see you soon.
Safe journeys, Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Miss McLeod, for everything.
They're coming back from behind the tree. Quick, everybody act casual.
Hey, everyone.
Where's Maggie?
Huh? Oh, she had to go.
Did she go to Salem?
Alone?
Yep. It's been a long night, kids. Time for bed. We better head back to the cabin. Tabitha, Mallory, you're welcome to stay at our place. I think I'm gonna sleep outside tonight. Stay up and watch the full moon pass.
Wait. Did Miss McLeod go back to Salem to try to stop Tethra?
Let's just go home and get some sleep, okay? Time for bed. It's past midnight.
Tabitha?
Yeah.
Mr. Malone, if she didn't think we were worth saving, we'd be dead by now. I know it's dangerous, but if Miss McLeod's willing to risk her life to help others, we are too.
What?
We know magic. Whenever we cast a spell, something happens.
Same here. I've learned a lot of druid stuff in the last...
3 days. We've been here 3 full days.
That's it?
What about you, Nick? You want to give it a shot?
Yeah, I'll be fine. I've got my big stick.
Well, I don't know. I feel like it would be my fault if you guys got hurt.
Dad, come on!
Mr. Malone, during the witch trials, what side were you on?
I wasn't on a side. I didn't like what was happening, but I didn't want to risk my family's safety by getting involved.
Well, guess what, Dad? It's time to get involved.
Ah, heck, I got a flying horse now. Are we all in?
Yes.
Great. So, Rebecca, how's your portal spell coming along?
Well, Judah, it's midnight, and you're standing in a 6-foot hole helping an ancient queen dig up dead witches while her army of banshees flies keening through the sky.
Oh, quit complaining, would you, Bradstreet? I was true to my word. I brought you back to Salem as promised. Once you dig up the harp parts for me, you're free to go.
Yep, magic harp. Of tremendous destructive power. Life choices, Judah, life choices.
Just help me find those pieces. And I may be several centuries old, but I'm not ancient.
Exactly how did you find these magic harp parts anyway? You were stuck in a tower.
The druids may have locked me up high in the castle, but they didn't count on my specter.
So your specter has been wandering around the enchanted forest undetected. She found the pieces to the magic harp and hid them here.
All but one. For some reason, I just can't find the pillar. I grabbed the harp's neck piece from the nest of the Thunderbird, stole its base out of the Temple of the Sphinx, and wrestled the soundboard from the belly of the Kraken.
And I cut out the strings for you.
Doctor really hid the pieces in some disgusting places. Have you ever been squirted with Kraken ink, Mr. Bradstreet?
Not that I'm aware of.
You'd know.
Your specter's been busy, my queen.
Well, she's had centuries to search. And hunt, and kill, and steal.
Wait a minute. You killed the governor! You killed him, didn't you?
What? No, of course not. My specter did that.
Under your control?
All right, Warden Bradstreet. You figured it out. But your witch hunter bias had you convinced it was the Brewer twins. It took you quite a while to see the truth.
What do you want, Tethra? What do you want with Salem?
Well, I sure didn't come here for Fashion Week. I want to get the harp pieces back in my hands. Then I'm returning to the Enchanted Forest to find the pillar. Once I've done that, I will be the harp's new master. Then I can finally fulfill an ancient curse.
So you are ancient.
Darn it! Well played.
What curse are you going to fulfill?
Are you a descendant of the Tuatha Danann? Are you a druid?
No.
Then it's none of your business.
So why did you bury the harp pieces here in the coffin of a witch? Why kill the governor?
You are nosy, aren't you? Killing the governor created the disturbance that opened the portal that brought you to me. As for the harp parts, I couldn't hide them in the Enchanted Forest. Some goblin or elf would have discovered them. So I hid them in your world, in places no one would ever look.
And no resident of Salem would ever dare break the coffin seal of an executed witch.
Oh, well done, Warden! You cracked the case! What's her name, anyway?
Who?
The executed witch. The one you're digging up, in whose coffin I hid the harp pieces. I forget her name.
None of them were actually witches. That was the whole point.
Well, then you should have no trouble saying her name.
Prudence Brewer.
Oh, that's right. Prudence Brewer. She was one of your victims?
Yes.
Once you get the coffin lid off, you can tell her you're sorry. Why did you toss the shovel? You're not done digging.
You're starting a war with the druids, and I'm not so sure they're the bad guys anymore. I don't want to be caught in the middle of all this.
And yet, here you are. Ask yourself, Judah. Do you think you can outrun my banshees?
At your service, my queen.
Much better. Now, Judah, the fog is starting to roll in. Dig!
Is everybody here?
5 humans, a flying horse, and a cat that needs a bath. Yep.
Guys, I really messed up that portal spell. I'm sorry, but we gotta go.
Messed up? We're in a cave full of treasure.
The gold. The jewels. Where are we?
Definitely not Salem.
Don't forget the sleeping dragon.
Oh my goodness. Kids, don't move.
So much treasure.
We need to leave. Trust me, Nicole and I have been here before.
You have? When?
Yeah, we kind of snuck out earlier tonight when you were on your date with Maggie. You were trying to get to Dodo Hut.
And you wound up in a dragon's lair.
Nice going, Becky. We're probably going to get grounded.
I promise I won't punish you. Just get us out of here safe.
Oh, no. Not before I grab some jewels.
Me too.
No! Tabitha Mallory, stay here. If you get any closer, she'll smell you.
They know about the dragon, right?
I don't care.
Rubies, emeralds, diamonds the size of my eyes.
Tabitha! Mallory! Stop!
Too late. She's awake.
Why smell mammals? Who's in my lair?
Becky, the dragon can talk.
I know that voice. You were here earlier. You stole something from my cave.
Okay, portal spell time. Who wants to live? Porthy bl- Ah! Okay! I'm sorry. Don't kill us.
That was a warning. Nobody leaves. Nobody goes anywhere. You, put down those gems.
Me? Or her?
She's talking to you, Mallory.
Okay, I'm dropping them.
Both of you.
Sorry.
Do you children know what you stole from my lair?
Please, they meant no harm. Whatever it is, they'll return it.
I wasn't speaking to you. I was speaking to the children.
We took this stick, that's all.
And if you try to attack us, I'm gonna beat you up with it.
Oh, a worthy hero indeed.
Yeah, she's a good kid. And she's my kid. You don't have any right to punish her.
I am not addressing you.
Dad, that's not how you talk to a dragon.
Well, I don't know. How do you talk to a dragon?
Like an ant talking to a foot. Try that.
Child, do you know what you hold in your hands?
When we came here, I asked some toadstools to bring me the most valuable item in your cave.
And all we got was this big stick.
Exactly. You didn't touch the jewels, the gold, any of the armor, or weapons. You took the Pillar of Dagda.
Wait, that's part of the harp, right?
Yes, that's a piece of Dagda's magic harp.
We have a piece of the harp? We have a piece of the harp. Guys, Tethra can't complete the harp as long as we have the pillar.
Only if the dragon lets us keep it. Oh, great. Benevolent. Almighty.
Stop it. When Dagda hid that piece here, he never said it was forbidden to steal. He simply wanted to die, knowing that only a worthy hero would ever have the skill to take it.
Were worthy heroes?
Yes, and your portal spell guided you here. That tells me Dagda wanted you to have it.
Wow, the first druid?
Well, he's gone now. Well, his leg bone's right over there, but his spirit must believe in you. You two children snuck into my cave and stole the pillar from right under my nose without getting enticed by any of the shiny treasure. That proves you are worthy.
So we can keep it?
They can keep it. Don't let it fall into the wrong hands, children.
Thank you, dragon.
We won't.
Dragon? My twin sister Tabitha and I, we have a slightly different value system than the Malone family.
Yeah, we're pretty easily enticed. So, can we have some of your shiny treasure?
You mentioned Tethra. You're going to need some weapons and armor. Take whatever you like.
Yes!
Yes, yes, that's it, Judah.
You really nailed this casket shut, my queen.
That's right. I couldn't have my valuables running away now, could I? And there they are. My beautiful harp pieces.
And there she is, Prudence Brewer.
Just one piece left to find, and I will be the harp's new master.
She's got patches of mold all over, and I can see exactly where the noose broke her neck. I'm so sorry, Prudence. I wish I could bring you back.
Oh, quit being so sentimental. You people make way too much out of death, if you ask me.
She's rested peacefully for 7 years. We're desecrating her grave. Am I free to go now, my queen?
Not yet. there's a funny bird perched on a tombstone across the graveyard, looking at me.
I'm in a 6-foot hole, and I can't see a thing with this mist. And so dense even your banshees have disappeared.
Over there. What do you call that fluffy thing?
That's an owl.
You have odd creatures here in Salem. Do they normally just stare at people?
No, they're normally heard, not seen.
That's what I suspected. And this one isn't making a sound.
Can I leave now, my queen? I don't think Prudence would want me to see her rotting away like this.
No. Stay in your hole and protect the harp pieces. I can't let that druid know I have them.
Druid? Looks like an owl to me. See?
Oh, Judah, you disappoint me. You really need to learn how to spot a druid in disguise.
What do you mean?
Observe. So, druid, what is today lucky for?
Goodness! I thought she was an owl.
Yes, that much is clear. Now act like a corpse so she doesn't see you and protect my harp pieces. What is your name, lass?
Maggie MacLeod, intercessor from the Enchanted Forest.
Tethra, I know her. She knows me, I know her, and she knows magic.
Shush, Judah. I'll take care of this. When I get her on the ground, I want you to tie her up with the invisible rope.
What invisible rope? I don't see an invisible rope.
I don't see an invisible rope. Probably because it's invisible. Like I told you, my spectre did a little stealing while I was trapped in the castle. She took some invisible rope from a cyclops.
I found it.
Good. That stuff comes in handy. Now stay down.
I don't want to be buried alive again.
So, is there just one of you, lass? That's a bit of an insult.
There's just one of you.
Oh, I promise I have you more outnumbered than you realize.
We don't have to fight, though if we do, we should be far enough from town not to make a commotion.
Your owl trick was clever. I bet we can thank you for the fog as well.
No need. Come peacefully, Tethra. I don't want to cause the extinction of the Fomorians.
Ah, you're a real druid, aren't you? True descendant of the Tuatha De Danann.
What Dogda did to your people wasn't right. It's the whole reason his children created the Enchanted Forest.
No, you still don't get it. He was quite right. If the Fomorians weren't meant to survive, so be it. And if I'm not meant to survive, then send me to my people in Magmel.
Tethra, I don't understand. Do you want to be alive or dead?
That depends. Can you explain the difference?
My goodness, you've gone mad in captivity.
Mad? Ha! I'm not mad at all. I'm just not sentimental. You druids will save any ridiculous creature not fit to survive. But with the pluck of a string, you destroy a powerful army. All I want from the druids is a fair fight.
I can give you that. Number 80!
Yes, now you understand. You missed, by the way.
On purpose. You seem to require a bit of convincing.
Don't you see, lass? We all grow stronger this way. Not by being protected.
And what if one species begins to dominate the rest? And what if it's not yours?
Then we didn't try hard enough.
Number 51.
Good shot. Just like Dagda, not afraid to strike first.
I wasn't going to wait forever.
What do you know about waiting forever?
Number 120. Tethra, I don't want to kill you.
Please, let me make one final request. Then you can take me back to the Enchanted Forest and lock me up again.
What is it?
I just want you to see my point of view. Should every species be preserved forever?
Once they're extinct, there's no bringing them back.
Oh? Are you sure you'd want a pair of these prowling around?
What are you doing?
My banshees keep a few pets in Magmar.
What are those things? Those are the biggest teeth I've ever seen.
Saber-toothed tigers. What's left of them? Just the bones. But they still have plenty of bite left.
Number 80. Number 80!
I think you'll find nature's magic doesn't work on the dead.
But I'll try not to miss this time. Number 80. I guess that's it. The tigers have fallen back to bones. And the last of the Fomorians is dead. Sorry, Tithra. Another extinction.
Is it, though?
What?
Behind you, lass.
Tithra! No, how?
I told you I had you outnumbered. How dare you kill my spectre?
But how are your tigers still alive?
You can't kill what's already dead.
Number... Number... Number one.
You know what always makes me so sad, Great Dragon?
Here we go.
Thinking about all those poor little baby giants out there with no bones to eat.
I know. It's so depressing. Or those innocent mermaids that get caught in the fishing nets.
Yeah, that always makes me cry.
Me too.
You're not getting my dragon tears.
Oh, come on. It's the most powerful magic ingredient there is.
All the best spells need dragon tears.
Sorry, ladies. You're not going to make me cry.
One tear? Just one?
Everybody? I think something's wrong.
How do I look, Nicole?
Awesome. Dad, you're a knight in shining armor.
Dad, can I talk to you? We have a serious problem.
Nikki, check it out. I got Bridget all armored up, too.
We need to joust.
Dad!
Joust? I can barely move in this thing. Ah, let's give it a shot.
Everybody, listen up! Listen up! Listen up! Listen up! Okay, sorry about that. I forgot we're in a cave.
What is it, Rebecca?
My druid stone is glowing.
So?
It's a distress signal. It means Maggie's in trouble.
Are you sure?
Yes. I used it when I got kicked by a unicorn and she came to heal me. Now she's asking for our help.
Maggie? Well, how do you know it's Maggie?
She's the only druid out there!
She's not the only druid out there. Becky, you're a druid. You can get us to Salem, and we can save her.
I'm not a druid, Nick. I can't even cast a portal spell without getting us all lost.
It's okay, Rebecca. I'm sure everything will be okay.
No, it won't!
All right, but whatever happens to Maggie, that's not gonna be your fault.
Yes, it is. Dad, she's asking for my help, but she's going to die tonight because stupid Rebecca Malone can't cast a simple portal spell. It'll be just like when Mom died all over again.
Rebecca.
What, Tabitha?
Growing up, do you know what other child had to deal with self-doubt and learn to believe in herself?
Who? You?
No. All of them.
You're not alone, Becky. Our mom died too. It's hard, but it wasn't your fault. And it won't be your fault if Maggie dies. Our mother once told us, when you doubt yourself, you can do nothing. When you believe in yourself, you can do anything.
Thanks.
That was beautiful.
Wait. Dragon, are you crying?
No.
Yes! Yes, you are crying. Mallory, get the vial.
On it!
Well, all right. You can have my tears. You've earned it.
Now, as for you, Rebecca Malone, you wouldn't be here if Dogda didn't believe in you. So why not believe in yourself? Stand up and cast a portal spell to Salem.
Okay.
You can do it, Becky.
Wait. Duh, that's not it. Porthier Cartrith.
I see a portal. Did it work?
Only one way to find out.
Ready, Tabitha?
Ready.
Well done, Rebecca.
Thank you, Great Dragon.
Nicole?
Yes?
Don't let the pillar of Dogda fall into the wrong hands.
I won't. I promise.
Number.
Oh, poor druid. Out cold.
Good kitties.
Sorry, lass. This just wasn't your lucky day. Bradstreet, you can come out now. Bring me the harp pieces and I'll be on my way back to the Enchanted Forest. Bradstreet? Bradstreet! He's gone. And he took the harp pieces with him. But the fool left the invisible rope. I guess I'll just have to tie her up myself. Oh, Judah, wherever you are, you've made a big mistake. You're on my bedside now, Mr. Bradstreet. In fact, your whole town is on my bedside until I get those pieces back. There. All tied up. Hurry, kittens! We need to go find Bradstreet. No, leave the druid. We don't have time. I'll have my banshees mop her up.
You did it, Rebecca. You got the portal spell to work.
I think so. It's so dark out. Is this Salem?
This is Salem, all right. The cemetery, to be exact. There's my Aunt Esther's grave right over there.
It sure is misty. Did we all make it?
5 humans, a dirty cat, and a flying horse. Yep.
Maggie!
Is she okay?
I don't think so. I can't even tell if she's breathing.
Try to find a pulse.
I have a question. If one howling banshee predicts the death of one person...
Not now, Nicole. Maggie's really hurt.
Then what do 100 banshees predict?
What?
Uh-oh.
Hello? Paul? Nicole? Rebecca? Anybody here? It's me, Sarah. Please don't be scared. What was that? Oh, it's you. Now why'd you go and knock that mug off the table? That's quite all right, old friend. So how is Kitty Cat Heaven? I'm glad to hear it. I know the house looks empty, but the rest of the family should be back soon. Yes, including Lady Macbeth, your favorite companion. I'm sure she misses you. I'm going to be so happy to see everyone again. But I don't think Tethra raised us from the dead just for a family reunion. She's bringing back more of Salem's ghosts every minute. She wants a new army. She wants to control us. And if we let her complete the harp, she'll have the power.
And there you have it, episode 5 of The Malone Family in the Enchanted Forest. How will the Malone family defeat Queen Tethra without Maggie? Whatever happened to Judah Bradstreet? Will our production budget ever recover from that expensive magic duel? Listen to our next episode to find out. Starring in tonight's show by order of appearance, Patsy Hawkins as the Dragon, Jay Zeta as King Dagda, Lyra Benjamin as Nicole Malone, Rhonda Lemon as Lady Macbeth and Lady Godiva, L. King as Rebecca Malone, Chauncey Miller as Paul Malone, Rebecca Stanifer as Tabitha Brewer, Jamie Oakley as Mallory Brewer, Rain Palmer as Maggie McLeod, Charles McAlicky as Judah Bradstreet, Sariana Gregg as Queen Tethra, and Meredith DiPaolo Stevens as Sarah Malone. This series was written and directed by Clint Festa, sound design and editing by Christian O'Neill. Theme music, scene transition music, and magic fife music composed by Louis Panzer. Theme song lyrics and melody by Clint Festa. This series was produced by Christian O'Neill on behalf of the Cary Playwrights Forum. The Cary Playwrights Forum workshops and produces new plays written by North Carolina playwrights, including audio series. If you support our mission and enjoy productions like this one, please consider donating to the Cary Playwrights Forum. Visit caryplaywrightsforum.org, check us out, and click the yellow donation button on the right. And be sure to tune in for our next episode, Back from the Dead, Part 2!